going forward, I just noticed that there's a bit of a stira between our schedule and the camp schedule. So we're scheduled to have shiur until 12:35, but I have a council shiur at 12:30, I think. So I think we're going to do shiur from 11:30 to 12:30 instead of 11:35 to 12:35. So 5 minute difference. Today we'll just have 55 minutes of shiur to accommodate that. So just a 5 minute difference in your schedule going forward. So you have 5 minutes less of morning seder, I guess. Or the way to look at this, 5 minutes more of halacha seder. Okay. Okay, silver lining and everything. Today I wasn't sure, you know, I promised at the beginning that we're going to do one sugya each day, and it's going to be something different each day. It will be something different each day, but it's hard to keep it down to one sugya, because there's a lot of very interesting things that come up here on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't want to give a full shiur on each one of them, so maybe we'll touch upon a number of different points over here. We'll see if we get them all done today. If not, we'll just continue them tomorrow. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Chavavim Beis. We'll try to go through the Mishnah and the Gemara quickly, and as we go, we'll touch upon the points that I think are interesting to touch upon. So can I just leave this here? Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. So we'll start with the Mishnah on Chavavim Beis. It says the Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. We already learned that every shofar is good for Rosh Hashanah, except for potentially shofar shel Parah. But now the Mishnah gets much more specific about ideally which type of shofar you're supposed to use. So shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el Pashut upiv Mitzupa Zahav. So it's supposed to be a straight horn from an animal called the Ya'el, and it's supposed to have gold around the mouth of the shofar. Both of those should sound like a chiddush to us, right? Because presumably you've seen a shofar before, and it's never pashut, it's never straight, and you've probably never seen a shofar that's piv mitzupa zahav. So both of those things are unusual to us. But that's what the Tanakhama says you're supposed to have. And then a third unusual thing, ushtei chatzotzos min hatzdadim, you're supposed to be flanked. The guy blowing the shofar should be flanked by two people who each have chatzotzos that they're going to blow. Shofar marach v'chatzotzos mekatzos shemitzis yom b'shofar, and the chatzotzos should not blow for as long as the shofar blows. The shofar should blow a little longer than the chatzotzos, because the shofar is the ikar. In general, whenever you have a line of three people, the one in the middle is the ikar, right? The one in the middle is the most chashuv. That's why the in Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol is flanked by the Sagan on one side and the Rosh Beisav on the other side, so the one in the middle is the most chashuv, the one to his right is the second most chashuv, and the one to his left is the third most chashuv. That's always the way it works in halacha. When we have people set up in that way, the one in the middle is the most chashuv. So on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is the one that gets chashivus, so the shofar is the one in the middle, the chatzotzos are minat stadin. And ubetainiyot, but by Tainios, where the real mitzvah is to blow chatzotzros. So first of all, the shel zecharim kfufin, we used a bent shofar. Upir mitzvah kesef. Second difference is that it's silver, not gold. And third is that shtei chatzotzros be'emsa. Third difference between Tainios and Rosh Hashanah is that the chatzotzros are in the middle, because the chatzotzros are the ikar. And the fourth difference, shofar mekatzav chatzotzos ma'arichas shemitzuyam chatzotzos, that the shofar is going to be the shorter blast, and the chatzotzos are going to be the longer blast, because the chatzotzos are the ikar. That's really the same thing as chatzotzos be'emtza. Meaning the point is that since they're the ikar, they blow longer, and they're be'emtza, because they are the ikar. And then there's a third time that we have to blow some sort of instrument, and that is yovel of Yom HaKippurim. So the Mishnah tells us, shava hayovel l'rashana l'tzkiyo l'bracha, that Yovel Yom HaKippurim of Yovel, rather, it's the same as Rosh Hashanah. It's the same as, it sounds like the same as Rosh Hashanah all the way through, for everything, and even for brachos. So you do a Malchios, Chronos, and Shofros, everything exactly the same as Rosh Hashanah. But then Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Togim B'Shal Zecharim, Ubu Yovel B'Shal Ye'elim. He only changes one point. He doesn't change the Piv Mitzupa Zahav. He doesn't change what you do on Tanios. He only changes one point, and that is that he flips the shofar of Yom Kippur and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah in terms of what type of shofar to use, whether to use a bent shofar or a straight shofar. That's the only thing that he flips. So says Gemara, Amr Rav Levi, Mitzvah Shal Hashanah, V'Shem Kippurim, B'Tfufin, V'Shal Kal Hashanah, B'Pshutin, that Rav Levi says, well, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, you should have a bent shofar. And throughout time for Tainios, you have a straight shofar. So that is against everything, right? That's against both shitas in the Mishnah. Because we had one shita in the Mishnah that told us that shofar of Rosh Hashanah and of Yovel are exactly the same, but is the same in that they are straight, right? And Rabbi Levi is saying, no, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, yes, they're the same, but they're bent, they're not straight. And the other sheet of the Mishnah was, Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are different from each other, but not that that Rosh Hashanah is bent and Yovel is straight. Got it right. Meaning, what did we say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Rosh Hashanah token b'shal zchorim b'yovelos b'shal ye'elim, which means Rosh Hashanah it's a bent shofar, and Yovel it's a straight shofar. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah didn't talk about Taniyos. He only discussed Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, whereas Rabbi Levi says the mitzvah Shal Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim are both kfufin, right. Meaning Rabbi Levi is saying that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are the same, whereas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are different from each other. And V'shal Kol Hashanah, Rabbi Levi says, is a little different. So ask the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah. So says, he follows the following Tana. This is what we do. On Rosh Hashanah, we use a bent shofar. By Yovel, they'd use a straight shofar. Why don't you just say Hilchos Rabbi Yehuda? No, because if you'd say Hilchos Rabbi Yehuda, you would assume Afilu Shel Yovel Nami Rabbi Yehuda Sfirulei, that you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that by Yovel you use Shel Ye'elim. But we don't hold that way. We hold that by Yovel you also use a bent shofar. Kamash Malan. So then the Gemara discusses, okay, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? Bent shofar, straight shofar. So the Gemara says, well, it's all symbolic. That if you're using a bent shofar, that's a representation of our attitude at that time. That it's a sense of anivus, right? When a person davens, the halacha is that a person, sometimes you see a person davening and it looks like they're in a boxing match with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, they're fighting and they're punching and they're waving and they're, but really the posture of tefillah, the fi halacha, is that you're supposed to be slightly bent over, you're supposed to be in a posture of humility, that you're approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam, then who am I? Right? The David HaMelech says, Vanis Tfila. What does it mean, Vanis Tfila? That my horse says Tfila. That the way you look at me, you could see what I'm doing. You could see that I'm engaged in Tfila, the way that I present myself. You can see when a person is davening. So if a person is just dancing around, jumping around, you can't necessarily tell that he's davening. That's a different style. So when you have a straight shofar, that's representative of a sense of strength in the tefillah, of confidence, whereas the bent shofar represents, the Gemara says, that a person is kafuf in his das as well. So that's a question. Different times call for a different type of attitude toward tefillah. By Tanios, by Rosh Hashanah, apparently we have this machlokas, whether a person should have that sense of confidence, right? That's what the Torah quotes from the Medrash in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that it's so unusual. Normally, when you face a Yom Hadin, a person comes lavash chorim in his eyes, he feels totally, terrified and humbled. But before Rosh Hashanah, we get a haircut, we shave, we wear a new suit, nice clothing. So that used to be very unusual when you were facing Din. Now, that's what you do in court, right? If you ever see a celebrity who is accused of something, so they show videos of him walking into the courtroom, so it's like a fashion show, like every day he's wearing like a nicer, but they used to be that wasn't the thing, that it wasn't the thing to do. Who would express such confidence when you're going into court? So there is that element of confidence when we go into Rosh Hashanah, because we know certainly as a tzibur that Klal Yisrael is always going to win, but on an individual level we don't really have such guarantees. So although we express that confidence, it's also kaf of taite, that we also have to have this sense of nivus. And that's the balance that we have over here. So just one ha'ara over here. Tosfos points out over here that in Dibur Maskel Shel Ya'el Pashut, Tos writes that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that Roshanat shall zcharim kfufim, which means we use the shofar shall ayil. And in fact, the Gemara is going to tell us, the Gemara did say earlier on in the Masechta, lama token b'shofar shall ayil, why taka do we use a shofar shall ayil? Because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tikul lefame b'shofar shall ayil, k'dei she'esko lechem akedas Yitzchak. Because the shofar shall ayil is reminiscent of the ayalo shall Yitzchak, it's reminiscent of akedas Yitzchak. So, but we just said yesterday, the Mishnah said that every shofar is okay except for shofar shal parah, maybe. Now we're saying that only shofar shal ayil. So which is it? Are you supposed to dafki use the shofar shal ayil or can you use anything? So Tosfos says, Mirinir d'lo pligi el lechadchila. The whole machlokas is only lechadchila what you're supposed to use. Our discussion is a discussion of lechadchila. Aval kulu modu diyotze b'diavet b'im shalayel b'im shalayel. Everyone agrees that it would work. Everyone agrees that anything but para is for sure kasher. K'ditani reisha kol shofaros k'shem chutz mishal para. Ve'ech d'lo matzah shal ayil yotze b'shal rachel u'b'si'i rizim. You can use whatever, any type of animal, as long as it's not a para. Teda del mitzvah pligi da Rabbi Levi mitzvah ka'amar, and Rabbi Levi even uses that term. Rabbi Levi mitzvah shel rashan shayam kfurim bekfufin was the lashon that he used. Says Tosfos, so it's a raya that it's only a mitzvah lechatchila, but b'diavad for sure it's going to be kosher. So that's just our number one. The Tosfos points out that really any animal is fine as long as you don't use shel parah. And then it gets really interesting. So says the Gemara on the top, "Upiv mitzupa zahav," that there should be gold on the mouth of the shofar. So says the Gemara, "Va'atanya tzipos zahav makom anachas piv pasul, shalom makom anachas piv kasher." That if you blow by the makom anachas piv, if you have gold by the makom anachas piv, it's going to be pasul. Only shalom by makom anachas piv, it's going to be kasher. Only when it's not the place where you put your mouth, it's going to be kasher. Yeah, it must be when we say that you're putting gold there, it means not in the place that you're putting your mouth. But there's no way that you can put your mouth where there's gold, that you could have gold in the place where you place your mouth on the shofar. Why not?
You're not blowing on the shofar. You're going on the gold.
You can't say anything on a sinagor because you're putting gold in the shofar anyway.
You're blowing the gold, not the shofar.
You're blowing the gold, not the shofar. What does that mean, you're blowing the gold,
not the shofar?
If I blew only on gold, would it make a sound?
I don't know.
I'm blowing on the shofar. The shofar just happens to have gold on it.
I mean, you're only touching the gold. Your mouth is touching the gold.
Anyway. Your mouth is touching, and therefore?
You're not...
From the animals, not gold itself.
But I am blowing through an animal. It just happens to be decorated with some gold. What's the problem? I mean, what's the word we're looking for over here? Right, it seems to be chatzitza, right? That's a pashup shot, it's a problem of chatzitza. That your mouth is supposed to be touching the shofar, your mouth is not supposed to be touching something else that's wrapped around the shofar, that it's an issue of chatzitza. Right, where do we have issues of chatzitza? What are there is halacha? By mikvah, right? If you're supposed to put your body in the mikvah, that's besaro b'mayim, that your basar is supposed to be in the mayim, so you can't be wearing scuba gear when you go to the mikvah, because then your basar is not touching the mayim, right? So when you have when you go to the mikvah, you can't have a chatzitza. We take this very seriously. When a person has a tevila that matters, which only applies nowadays for a tevila that matters in terms of halacha, only applies nowadays for a tevila of gerus and a tevila for women, for nida. When a man goes to the mikvah, we don't care so much about chatzitza. We don't make him do a whole chafifa or whatever, because it's just for Tosafos Kedusha. It's not really an inyan of halacha, of tumentara. But when a woman goes to the mikvah, so she spends an hour or a half hour to an hour preparing her body to make sure that there's absolutely no chatzitza on the body. Or when a ger goes to the mikvah, there's a shaila we had in the Beis Din. We had an African American woman that was converting, and we said, "Did you shower today?" She said, "I showered last night. I couldn't shower today because if I come out of the shower, my hair will just be like one big mess of a knot. Like it's the afro would just like be totally messed up." So it would be a worse chatzitza if she showers right before the mikveh than if she showers earlier, and somehow, I don't know what she did in the interim, like after her tries to make it like, you know, not a big mess of a knot. But I was asking Rabbi Reese about it, and Rabbi Reese said that he had a shaila in Chicago where they also had an African American person, a woman was converting and had dreadlocks, and apparently you can't undo dreadlocks. The only other etzah is to cut them off. So what do you do in such a case, right? I mean, that's a chatzitza. If the hair is stuck together and the water can't get in between, so that's it's a chatzitza. So by tevila, it's a very serious issue. Rabbi Reis wrote a whole tshuva on the topic. He published in his Sefer Kanfei Yonah about the case of the dreadlocks. They came up with a way to be makel in the end of the day, but it's a very, very difficult shaila. It's a very serious shaila. You could tell the person, okay, so convert to be a Satmar Chassid or whatever, and just shave your, you know, like shave your head, man or woman, right? Because you'll have to shave your head. So they weren't having that. So I'm trying to be a modern Orthodox Jew. What do you want from me? Like, I'm supposed to shave my head? So that's a serious shadow. So you have it there. Where else do you have it? We said by tefillin, right? If a person has a cast on their arm. Right, it happens sometimes that a person will have a cast on their arm, and they have shailas about putting on tefillin, because you're not supposed to have something be chotzeitz between the arm and the tefillin. Or a person, let's say, has toupee or something like that, and they want to put on tefillin shel rosh, so shailas of chatzitza. So we are also pashu pshat is chatzitza. What does Rashi say? Rashi writes shatkiya bezohav v'lo b'shofar. That the tekiah is on the gold and not on the shofar, and that's why you were all saying that, right? I mean, you all just said what Rashi says, but is that what Rashi means? It might be what Rashi means, that it's a chatzitza when it comes to the shofar. Now the problem is, if it's a din of chatzitza, there is a Gemara in Sukkah where the Gemara tells us that has a line kol na'oso eino chotzitz, that whenever something is to add beauty, then it's not going to be chatzitza. Mistama, when they were mitzapa bizahav, it was lina oso, right? It made it more beautiful. So why don't we just say kol lina oso in chatzitza? So this is a shaila that the Chelkas Yoav asked the Avnei Nezer. The Chelkas Yoav was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, almost like a Talmud Chaver. He was not so much younger than the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer, if you ever read the Tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer, the Rav Shachter likes to say it over, is that Every tshuva the Avnei Nezer was a charifus. Everything was a brilliant twist. Was a genius. Was a, you know, and you had a lot of talmidim that tried to mimic that style. So you have the Kazhe Glover Gaon, the author of Eretz Tzvi, Rav Ari Tzvi Frumer, who was a talmid of the Avnei Nezer. Also, everything with charifus and the Chalkas Yoav. They had a number of talmidim that were like that tried to mimic that style. And Rav Shachter's assessment often imitated, never duplicated. No one was able to do like the Avnei Nezer. None of them had the same level of chidush from the Avnei Nezer. Chalkas Yoav also wrote one of the great gimmick svarim of in Jewish history. It's good to have a gimmick, you know, to have a hook that catches people. He wrote a sefer called Kava de Kashyasa. Actually, it's a phrase that comes up in tomorrow's Daf Yomi. The Gemara says that that if you have a kav of pits from dates, right, it measures how much fruit of the date would you have corresponding to a kav of pits. The kashyasa are the pits of the dates. Kav, kuf, beis, aleph, kava de kashyasa. So he called the sefer kava de kashyasa. It has nothing to do with dates, nothing to do with pits. The sefer is a collection of 103 questions that the Chelkas Yoav had, and the only common denominator between those 103 questions is that he didn't have an answer for any of them. So he put out a sefer called, so why did he call it Kava de Kashyasa? 103 questions, gematria of Kuf Beis Aleph, Kava de Kashyasa, of Kashas that he had. So that was his gimmick. And he put out a sefer called Kava de Kashyasa. So, you know, the Jewish people being who the Jewish people are, you put out a sefer of 103 questions that you claim that there are no answers to, right? So now there's a Kava de Terutza, Kava de Nechusa, Kava de Yisuba, right? There's everyone wrote a sefer to try to answer all 103 questions. It's like the Maisa, they say that someone once came to the stifler with the sefer that answered every Rabbi Kiva Egra and all of Shas except for two. Every time Rabbi Kiva Egra says Hashem Yar Yaseinai or Tzarechiyan, this guy wrote a sefer that answered every single one except for two. And they went to the stifler for Haskama, and the stifler said, "It's unbelievable. I've never seen someone that learned every Rabbi Kiva Egra and Shas and only understood two of them." You have answers to all of Rabbi Kiva Egra's kashas. Right? So the Chalkas Yoav asked this kasha to the Avnei Nezer. Some of the kashas he asked. So he asked the Avnei Nezer this question that kolin also in a chotzit. So why by the shofar should it be a chatzitza? So the Avnei Nezer has a fascinating. Chiddush. Avni Nezer is in the Tshuva in Simtaf Lamed Beis Seif Aleph Os Aleph. He has different parts of the Tshuva. So in Simtaf Lamed Beis Os Aleph, the Avni Nezer suggests that there are some dinim of chatzitza where there's din of chatzitza, and then there's some dinim of chatzitza where it's not really a din chatzitza. It's a din that requires negiyah, that requires that there be a direct touch. So it's not. Chatzitza has a lot of details. Chatzitza has kolin also eino chotzeitz. Chatzitza has min bimino eino chotzeitz. Right, when two things are alike kind, they're not chatzitza. That's the etza that the Minchas Yitzchak had. Minchas Yitzchak is a tshuva about a guy who became a bal tshuva and he started wearing tefillin again. Problem is, he still had a tattoo on his bicep, and the tattoo was of a woman that was not dressed on his bicep. So right on his makom tefillin. So he asked the Minchas Yitzchak, "What should I do about that? You know, how do I put tefillin on such a thing?" So the etza that he came up with, he said, "I heard that there's this new thing that you can remove tattoos. You may want to look into that, right? That's something to look at every day that he's going to have, you know, from a person who's going to have that. But you have that a lot of times. You have, if you hang around mikvahs in certain neighborhoods, you know, you'll see a lot of people that come in with tattoos because they're bali tshuva. Gerim all the time we have when people are megayer. We have people that have tattoos all over their back or whatever else that they have from before." So Minchas Yitzchak suggests, you're right, you shouldn't be able to say a bracha, right, you know, when looking at such a thing. It's totally inappropriate to put tefillin over such a thing. He said you should get like a leather band that you put around your bicep, and then you put the tefillin over that. Why does it work to have a leather band? Because min bimino, ain't a chotzitz. When two things are the same min, it's not going to be a chatzitza. So that's what he suggested in that case. But that's only when you have a dinim of chatzitza. Says the Avnei Nezer, when it comes to shofar, it's not a dinim of chatzitza. It's a din that there's a requirement that there be negiyah bipet to the shofar, that the mouth has to be touching to the shofar. In fact, the chidah thought of this idea earlier. The chidah is a tshuva sefer called Tov Ayin, and in Simon Yuches Os Yud Zayin, the chidah wrote, 150 svarim or something like that, something crazy. So he has a number of different tshuva svarim. So in one of his tshuva svarim, Tov Ayin, he said he already thought of the same idea that the Avnei Nezer thought of later. But he says that it's true by tefillin, that by tefillin there's a requirement of negiyah, that it's not just an inyan of chatzitza. And that's why he holds that kol na'oso eino chotzeitz won't work for tefillin, min bimino eino chotzeitz won't work for tefillin. And he would say not like that Minchas Yitzchak. He holds that it doesn't, that none of this works for tefillin. There's a requirement that it actually be negiyah. He says this in the Chidah, wrote a sefer called Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch. So in Birkei Yosef in Simcha Zayin in Hilchos Tefillin, he writes that that even though the Gemara says the davar lach is eino chotzeitz, the Gemara in Pesachim says that if you have something wet, it's not going to be a chatzitza. So he says, you know, why is it that anyone doing daf yomi here? Do we have any daf yomi Jews? Okay, so you're familiar that the Gemara says when Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh, he's Allah, he comes out, and the Mishnah always points out v'nistapig, he dries himself off. So why does he have to mention v'nistapig, that he dries himself off? Is that a din, or is that just like obviously you're going to dry yourself off before you put on the clothing, otherwise the clothing is going to stick to you? So the Mishnah Melech explains that in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, that clearly it's a din. Otherwise, it wouldn't keep mentioning it. And the reason it's a din is because it's going to be a chatzitza. Otherwise, if he doesn't dry himself off, then the liquid, the moisture, is going to be a chatzitza between the Bigdei Kohuna and his body. And you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the Bigdei Kohuna and the body. Aye, but the Gemara in Pesachim says that a davar lach is eino chotzeitz. So says the Mishnah Melech, yeah, it's eino chotzeitz. But that for Big Day Kuna it is chotzitz, because you need the Big Day Kuna to actually be nogeya, to actually have a sense to actually touch the body directly. That we don't follow dinim of chatzitza, that it actually has to touch the body directly. So says the Chidah, and the same is true with tefillin. Just wild. These are all wild chidushin. You would think all the dinim of chatzitza would apply to all of these halachos. Chatzitza is only a din by mikvah. It's not a din by everything else, right? So most of the poskim normally assume that chatzitza is a din that applies equally by tefillin and by bidei kohuna and by and lechora by shofar and by lulav and by all of these things where you have dinim of chatzitza, where it would depend on rubo versus miut and makbid versus eino makbid, and whether it's lanoso, whether it's min bimino, all of these halachos of chatzitza lechora, you know, by netilas yadayim also, right? All of these halachos of chatzitza should apply.
Who gave the suggestion of covering the tattoo?
Minchas Yitzchak. He was the gaiver of the Eid of Haredes. the Minchas Yitzchak. He was originally the Ravid of the Eid HaRedis, and then he was promoted to Gaivid of the Eid, which I didn't realize till like this year that there was a difference. Then he was appointed as Gaivid of the Eid HaRedis. He took over, who was the Gaivid of the Eid HaRedis before him? The Satmar Rebbe, who didn't live in Israel. But he was the Gaivid of the Eid HaRedis, he was the spiritual leader of the Eid HaRedis. And when he was getting older, he wanted to put someone in place who would take over for him. So Yitzchak Weiss was living in England at the time, and the Satmar Rebbe used to enjoy reading his tshuvas, and he thought he was hashkafically good. So, obviously, we each have different definitions of what's, hashkafically good. So he was talking to someone. He said they should get that guy to move to Eretz Yisrael and become the Ravid of the Eid HaRedis. He first hired him as the Ravid of the Eid HaRedis. And they said, who? Which guy? And Satmar Rebbe was already older, so he wasn't as sharp. So he said, the one who writes the Gita Chivas. The one who writes the Gita Chivas. So he said, who writes the Ramesha? He said, no. the one who writes the Gita Chivas. So they finally said, oh, Milchus Yitzchak. He said, yeah, that's the one. So they hired him as the Ravid, and then ultimately he was promoted to the Gaivid of the Eid HaRedis. He was obviously Ashkafically, he was not like modern Orthodox, but he was not like a big Kanoi. Milchus Yitzchak was not like... He was very different in terms of methods, from the Satmar Rebbe. He was not a very big Kanoi at all. He was a very, pleasant, like a different kind of personality. Gedolim are allowed to have different personalities also. Sometimes people think, every Gedol has to fit one mold. You have Gedolim that are much more lebedik, and Gedolim that are much more pleasant and calm. You have a different Gedolim, so a different... Anyway, back to us. So that's where the Pashut Pshat in our Gemara is that the issue is a chatzitza, and the Gemara says, okay, so don't put the gold right by the mouth of the shofar, put the gold somewhere else, and then it's not going to be a chatzitza. Jumping around a little bit, because I do want to get to one thing that I'm afraid I'm not going to get to if we don't say it today. So jumping around a little, basically your Mar Makomos Ron, is the Gemara later on in the page talks about Piv Mitzu, that the first wide line, B'tainios B'shal Zecharim K'fufinu Piv Mitzu Kesef. So Maisha Asim Dezav, Maisha Achat Kesef. Why by the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah would they put gold on the Shofar, and yet by Tainios it's Mitzu Kesef. So you might say makol kinuf yod kesefu. Either whenever you're gathering people together, you use kesef. Chatzotzos are meant to gather the Jewish people together. They use kesef. Tichziv asel chashtei chatzotzos kesef. Or it could be a Torah Chas al Monam Shal Yisrael, so we don't want to make too much gold, because gold is very, very expensive. So from tomorrow, maybe, we'll talk about that. When do we apply a Torah Chas al Monam Shal Yisrael? Because there's a conflicting principle to a Torah Chas al Monam Shal Yisrael. There's a principle that we have in Shas that goes directly against the Torah Chas al Monam Shal Yisrael. What's that? What? No.
People like to do
certainly the mitzvah in general, but there's a direct one where the Gemara has a concept ein anius b'makom ashirus. Now, when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, no expense is spared. That we do things that are like that show a sense of extreme wealth in the Beis Hamikdash. So when do you say atarach hasal manu shisol? Don't spend too much on the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. And when do we say spend everything on the kelim? Ain aniyus b'makom ashirus. So maybe that's a topic for tomorrow. But anyway, so it says more hasam nami navid de kesef. Why don't we make it out of kesef by the shofar? Avilu achi kavod yom tov adiv. So what says kavod yom tov adiv? So what does it mean kavod yom tov adiv? So pashtus is that it means that. It's a hidur mitzvah to have for an honor of Yom Tov. You want to have the most shofar that's mehudar, so you have it with gold on it to create that sense of hidur. Now it's interesting because hidur mitzvah is something that applies. This is where we can go off a little bit. Hidur mitzvah is something that applies to a chefter shel mitzvah, right? That's something that you would make sure that a chefter shel mitzvah should be beautified. There may be other types of hidur mitzvah also. Maybe we'll talk about some of the other types of hidur mitzvah. But primarily, it's about a chefter shel mitzvah. So I wanted to spend a little bit talking about whether a shofar actually is a chefter shel mitzvah or not. Because this is going to be nogea to a lot of different sugyas that we have. Let's start with the Tosos that I put in the Mar Makomos. It's a Tosos of Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamites, where Tosos in Brachos Daf Lamites says that a person should not recite Hamotzi and Al Achilas Matzah on the same Prusa. on the same piece of matzah. Why? Because that's considered enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. That's considered that you're bundling all the mitzvos together on the same piece. So you want to have the hamotzi on one piece and the alachilos matzah on another piece. Very similar to what Tosfos writes at the end of Pesach. And Tosfos Pesach and Daf Kuf Tesvav quotes from Rabbeinu Yosef Tovelim that you eat karpas to exempt the maror from a bracha. Why? Because you don't want to say two brachas on the maror. You're going to say Baruch Piyadama and Alachilas maror on the same thing? Enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That would be a violation of chavilos chavilos to say of doing things in bundles, to say a birchas hananin and the bracha of Alachilas maror on the same piece of maror. So essentially what Tosfos is telling us in these two different places is that you're not supposed to say the birchas hananin and the birchas mitzvah on the same item, right? You don't say an alechilas matzah and a motzi on the same matzah, and you don't say bar pri adam and alechilas marar on the same marar, on the same lettuce, right? So apparently we don't want to say two brachas, one birchas hananin and one birchas mitzvah, because they know some mitzvah chavilas chavilas. So Tosfos challenges this shita with three questions. One of the questions is, and the only one we're going to deal with today, how could Rabbi Yosef Tovelim say that it's a violation of chavilos chavilos to say hamotzi and alachilos matzah on the same piece of bread and alachilos mar and hadama on the same vegetable? We never find that birchas hananin is a violation of chavilos chavilos. Chavilos chavilos, you're going to say you can do different mitzvos on the same thing, but a birchas hananin, that's just a technicality for birchas hananin. You have to say a bracha before you eat something. I don't know, by kiddush, right? You say a bracha of kiddush hayom and on the same coast. Chavilos, chavilos. Why is it a violation of chavilos, chavilos? By birchas erusin, you take a coast, by bris, you take a coast, you say bar pri agafen, and whatever bracha you're also saying. Yeah, but I'm saying, why is it that everywhere else, where the bracha is also a mitzvah, we do say a birchas hananin and the birchas mitzvah or whatever other mitzvah that we're doing on the same coast, and over here all of a sudden it's a violation of chavilos chavilos. So Rav Shachter in Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Dalet, the same Siman that I referred to yesterday, and this is the context that footnote that we mentioned yesterday came up in, points out that enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos is an iser to use the same cheftza shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvahs. Meaning, very similar to mitzvah baba avera, except mitzvah baba avera, the idea is you can't use a cheftza shel avera as a cheftza shel mitzvah. That if something itself became a cheftza shel avera, you cannot then turn around and use it as a cheftza shel mitzvah. Which, by the way, that's what the Yerushalmi called Ein kategor nasa senegar, not to take the item that was a chefza shel aveira and use it as a chefza shel mitzvah. Einos mitzvah chavilos chavilos is, don't take the very same chefza shel mitzvah and do two mitzvahs in the same chefza shel mitzvah. That's what the principle of einos mitzvah chavilos chavilos is. When it comes to the matzah, what's the chefza shel mitzvah of matzah? This is not a hard question. What's the chefza shel mitzvah upon which you do matzah?
Matzah.
The matzah is the chefza, right? The matzah is the chefza. When it comes to a birchas hananin, l'chora, the food is not a chefza shel mitzvah. There really is no chefza shel mitzvah. If you have to identify anything, is that the mitzvah is the words that you're saying. It happens to be, you can't, I mean, there's a mitzvah to say birchas hananin, mitzvah midrabanan to say birchas hananin, but the mitzvah is the words. It happens to be that it would be a bracha levatal unless you had something to eat afterwards. But there's no real chefza shel mitzvah in a birchas hananin. You just can't say a birchas hananin unless there happens to be food there. The chefza shel mitzvah is the call. It's your own voice, your own words that you're saying. So, Rav Shachter points out that there is a machlok rishon when it comes to a stolen shofar. And we'll come back to explain Rav Yosef Tovelim. First we'll have to develop the idea by shofar, and then we'll come back. The Rambam in the first paragraph of the shofar halacha gimel, which I put in the Marim Makomos, says that since the mitzvah of shofar is the shmiah, the mitzvah is not the tkiah. How do I know? Because when you say a bracha, the bracha should reflect what the mitzvah is, and the bracha is a shmiah kol shofar, it's not al tkiah shofar. So the bracha is on the shmiah, the bracha is not on the tkiah. And you can't steal a kol, so there's no mitzvah baba avera on a stolen shofar. Because again, what's mitzvah baba avera? You take a cheftza shel avera and you try to use it for a cheftza shel mitzvah. If I steal the shofar is a cheftza shel avera, but it's not a chefza shel mitzvah, because the shofar is not the mitzvah. The call is the mitzvah. So you're not going to have mitzvah baba avera on a shofar, because you're not taking a chafetz shel aveira and making it a chafetz shel mitzvah. It's not the chafetz shel mitzvah. The kol is the chafetz shel mitzvah. And yet, that goes Hashri, quotes from the Yerzarua in the end of the Masechta, also in Yomar Mekomos, that it is a mitzvah b'aveira. That unless you change the shofar drastically from the time you stole it and make it a new chafetzah, to use a stolen shofar and then just blow shofar with it, that's a mitzvah b'aveira. But wait a second, I thought Ein Bekol Din Gezel, and that the kol is the and that the kol is the mitzvah, and the shofar is not the chafetz shel mitzvah at all. Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov in Klal Yud Beis defines mitzvah b'aveira this way. So an important definition. It's really a ritva. That mitzvah b'aveira is, in this way of salvation, explained also, mitzvah b'aveira is similar to Ein Kategor in that you're taking the chafetz shel aveira and you're turning it into a chafetz shel mitzvah. So Rav Shachter points out that our Gemara says that the shofar shel mikdash was piv mitzubazav, right? We don't do it anymore, but the shofar shel mikdash was piv mitzubazav, and the Gemara seems to understand that it's a din in hidr mitzvah, right? That it's a hidr mitzvah. Apparently, the Gemara considers the shofar to be a chafetz shel mitzvah on some level. Otherwise, there would be no hidr mitzvah, which sounds much more like who? Hagos Hashri, right? That it is a chafetz shel mitzvah. The Rambam said it's not a chafetz shel mitzvah. The kol is the chafetz shel mitzvah. So isn't that a problem for the Rambam? How does the Rambam read the Gemara? The Gemara said that they would decorate with gold. They would decorate the shofar with gold, because you decorate a chafetz shel mitzvah. So how does the Rambam read that Gemara? The Rambam said no. The shofar is not a chafetz shel mitzvah at all. So Rav Shachter quotes from Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik explained the following: when it comes to most mitzvos, matzah, lulav, the chafetz shel, let's put it this way. You could do surgery on a mitzvah sometimes, break it down into its component parts. Right? I know, it's shocking. Salvechik said that there are tvei dinim. There are two different dinim over here. Right? There are two. By every mitzvah, there's the kiyuma mitzvah and the maisa mitzvah. Right? I should say in the opposite order. The maisa mitzvah and the kiyuma mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is the action. It's the actual, what I'm doing. The kiyuma mitzvah is what affects, you know, that I get the box checked up in Shemaim that I did, you know, that I did a mitzvah. For most mitzvahs, the chefza of the maisa mitzvah and the chefza of the kiyum mitzvah are exactly the same thing. The object through which I do the maisa mitzvah and the object through which I earn a kiyum mitzvah are exactly the same. Shofar is unique, says Rav Soloveitchik. What's the maisa mitzvah of shofar? What's the action that you do? To blow on a shofar. The chefza of the maisa mitzvah is a shofar. But what's the kiyum mitzvah? Shmias HaKol, right? It's the kol shofar that's the kiyuma mitzvah. And that's why lishmoa kol shofar, that's the bracha. Because the kiyuma mitzvah is the shmias HaKol. But the kiyuma mitzvah, the chefza shel mitzvah is the kol, it's not the shofar. So it's so unusual. Here you have a mitzvah where the chefza of the kiyuma, of the maisa mitzvah is different than the chefza of the kiyuma mitzvah. By a lulav, the chefza of the maisa mitzvah and the kiyuma mitzvah is the lulav. By a matzah, the chefza of the maisa mitzvah and the kiyuma mitzvah is the matzah. It's all the same. But here you have a chefza of the kiyuma mitzvah being different than the chefza of the maisa mitzvah. Dafka, when it comes to shofar. So why would the Rambam, how would the Rambam understand the Gemara that you're being mahader the shofar, that you make a hidur on the shofar? Because maybe hidur mitzvah doesn't only apply to the chefza of the kiyuma mitzvah. Maybe it even applies to the chefza of the maisa mitzvah. That's also hidur mitzvah. You're right, hidur mitzvah is only on the chefza shel mitzvah. But now we have two chafetz shel mitzvahs. We have a chafetz shel mitzvah of the maisa mitzvah, a chafetz shel mitzvah of the kiyuma mitzvah. So you want to be mahadu, the chafetz shel mitzvah of the maisa mitzvah. And that works too. When it comes to mitzvah b'aveira, however, why does Rambam think it's not mitzvah b'aveira? After all, you're taking the chafetz shel aveira, the stolen shofar, chafetz shel aveira, and you're using it for your what? No. Kiyum is the call for your maisa mitzvah. So why isn't that mitzvah b'aveira? Why isn't that a problem mitzvah b'aveira? So says from Soloveitchik, just don't repush it. What does mitzvah b'aveira do? Does mitzvah b'aveira say that you didn't do a maisa mitzvah? That's not what mitzvah b'aveira does. I steal a lulav and I use it. Did I do the maisa mitzvah? Of course I did the maisa. I picked it up. I studied how to do the nanuim. I knew, you know, right? I did everything right. The Maisa Mitzvah was perfect. What did I lose because of Mitzvah Baba Avera? A Kiyama Mitzvah. Mitzvah Baba Avera says, Hashem says, you know what? I'm not checking that box up in Shemayim. You're not getting Kiyama Mitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah, I can't. You're going to do a Maisa Mitzvah. You did a Maisa Mitzvah. Kiyama Mitzvah. Mitzvah Baba Avera only affects Kiyama Mitzvah. So says the Rambam, you steal the shofar, so now you have a Chavtza Shal Avera. If you try to do a mitzvah with that, you try to turn the Chavtza Shal Aveira into a Chavtza Shal Mitzvah, it's going to be a problem. But only if you try to turn it into a Chavtza Shal Kiyum HaMitzvah. You try to turn it into a Chavtza Shal Maisa Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. You try to turn it into a Chavtza Shal Kiyum HaMitzvah, then it's going to be a problem, Mitzvah Baba Aveira, because Mitzvah Baba Aveira only robs you of your Kiyum. It never robs you of your Maisa. So the Rambam will say that there's no mitzvah baba avera on a stolen shofar because the chavtza shel kiyum mitzvah is the kol, and the kayim b'kol din gezel. But there's still hidur mitzvah on the shofar because you can have hidur mitzvah on the chavtza shel meisa mitzvah. So there's still going to be hidur on the shofar. And that, says Rav Shechter, explains Rabbi Yosef Tovel. How does that explain Rabbi Yosef Tovel? The matzah is not the chavtza shel mitzvah with regard to the kiyum mitzvah of birchas hanedarim. The matzah is the chavtza shel mitzvah as far as achilas matzah is concerned. The kiyum mitzvah of birchas hanedarim, right, is the words that I'm saying. I'm saying the bracha. But what's the chavtza shel mitzvah of birchas hanedarim? Meaning the chavtza shel maisa mitzvah rather of birchas hanedarim. Meaning, maybe within Birchas Hanedarim also you could divide a Maisa Mitzvah and a Kiyum HaMitzvah. I can only do a Maisa Mitzvah of Birchas Hanedarim, right, on a piece of food. If I don't have a piece of food, there's no Maisa Mitzvah b'chlal. Elamai, the Kiyum is the words that I say. But I can't do the Maisa, I cannot say those words unless there's food there. So it could be the Chavtza Shel Mitzvah of Birchas Hanedarim will be divided. Chavtza shel maisa mitzvah birchas hanedarim is the food. The chavtza shel kiyum mitzvah birchas hanedarim is the words, my mouth, whatever, something like that. So once we say that, einos and mitzvahs chavilas might apply even on a chavtza shel maisa mitzvah. Meaning, what's einos mitzvah chavilas? You're taking the same chavtza shel mitzvah, and you're fulfilling two mitzvahs with it. So what am I fulfilling with this? I'm fulfilling with this matzah, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of birchas hanedarim, at least as far as the maisa mitzvah is concerned. I'm using this as a chavtza shel mitzvah as far as the maisa mitzvah is concerned. And that's what Yosef Tovelim says, you can't have achilas matzah and hamotzi lechem min haaretz on the same matzah, because it's the same chavtza shel mitzvah for two mitzvahs. The chavtza of the maisa mitzvah of birchas hanedarim, and the chavtza of the kiyum mitzvah of alechilas matzah. And Mishra Brewer writes in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sivkat and Peches, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that you shouldn't throw the chaticha samotzi on the table, even if it's not going to get ruined from throwing it. Why? Because it's a bizayon mitzvah. You shouldn't take bread and throw it on the table, because it's being mevaza the mitzvah. What mitzvah am I mevaza? He's talking about not Pesach, not mitzvah's matzah. I made a hamotzi and I have some bread. Don't throw it on the table because you're being mevaza the mitzvah. What mitzvah are you being mevaza? What'd you tell me? What mitzvah is that? It's a bread. What mitzvah is that? What mitzvah did I do on the bread? I said a bracha. Birchas hanedarim. And the bread is the chavtza shel maisa mitzvah. It could be that there's such a din by birchas hanedarim that the food becomes a chavtza shel maisa mitzvah. And that's why I'm not allowed to be mevazir. I'm not allowed to throw it on the table. The piece of bread becomes a chavtza shel maisa mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of birchas hanedarim. So you shouldn't be mevazir. Based on that, Rav Shechter wanted to explain the sugi and brachos daf mem aleph. Sugya brachos mem aleph has a machlokas about, you have two items that have different brachos. Machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, which one to say a bracha on first. Is chaviv adif or is min shiva adif? Let's say I have, dates and apples. Those are the same bracha. Dates and red peppers. Right, so red peppers are bar priya adama, dates are bar priya eitz. So which one do I say bracha on first? I happen to like red peppers. I don't like dates very much. So you have shivas haminim versus min chaviv. So which one do you go with? So that's a machlokas tanaim in the sachas brachas. It makes sense that they're arguing similar to when you have to prioritize mitzvahs, right? Sometimes you have the same thing. I have to choose which mitzvah to do first. How do we decide which mitzvah to do first when we have two mitzvahs to do at the same time? Tadir Sheinu Tadir. There's another klal that's less known but is equal to Tadir, according to Zvachim Peitas, and that is Mekudosh V'Sheinu Mekudosh, Mekudosh Adiv. In fact, the Gemara asks a question. Tadir or Mekudosh, which one comes first? And the Gemara, it's in Ibai Delivshita. The Gemara doesn't come to a resolution of that, whether Tadir or Mekudosh wins. So there are rules governing regarding mitzvahs as well. But when two items have the same bracha, there's also machlokas. If I have dates and I have apples, and I like apples more than I like dates, there's also machlokas which one to say the bracha on. And what's that machlokas about? Meaning either way, I'm only going to say one bracha, and that bracha is going to go on everything, no? I understand, you're going to tell me two separate brachas. Should I say the Adama first? Should I say the Eitz first? Should I say the Mizonos first? Should I say that? Okay, good. So you'll have a machlokas. Min chaviv adif or min shiva adif. But why is there a machlokas even if it's only going to be one bracha anyway? So Tosfos and Brachas Daf Lamed Tes quotes Yerushalmi. If I said a bracha on a food and then I drop the food and then I take another piece, that you need to say a new bracha. Why? Because the bracha only goes on the first piece of food. Every subsequent piece of food, meaning I have a thing of French fries, you know, right? One of those paper, whatever they serve French fries in, right? You know, it's dripping oil, is dripping through, right? You know, it's good and healthy. So I take one fry, right? I mean crunchies tonight, and I take them when we go to Woodridge, right? And I take one fry, and I say a bracha on the French fry. And as I'm about to eat it, I drop it on the floor. And while, you know, I have no doubt the floor in crunchies is absolutely perfectly clean, but someone then steps on it, so I'm not gonna pick it up. I'm not picking it up. So I take another fry. It was in front of me. I was planning on eating all the fries anyway. My bracha on the first fry was my bracha on all the fries, right? Says Tosaf Shem Yerushalmi, new bracha. What do you mean new bracha? I said a bracha on all the fries. Why do I have to say a new bracha? Elamai, what do you see from there? That apparently, the idea that when you're going to eat a bunch of food, you only say a bracha on the first piece of food is not because the bracha goes on all the food. It's that once you said a bracha on the first piece of food, the other food that was in front of you is now pater from a bracha. It just doesn't need a bracha. Similar to ikar v'tafel, right? What's an example of ikar v'tafel in brachas? Anyone ever learn anything about brachas? What's an example of ikar v'tafel?
Cereal
milk. What did someone say? Bread and something salty. Sushi. Is the rice the ikar or is the whatever you prefer inside of your sushi? Let's say the raw salmon the ikar of your sushi. Okay, whatever. It might be different. But, you know, you have a food that's made up of composite bracha. So there's an ikar and a tafel. So I only say a bracha on the ikar, not a bracha on the tafel. What's the vart in that you only say a bracha on the ikar, not a bracha on the tafel? Is it that the bracha of the ikar is also a bracha on the tafel? That it covers the tafel, or that when they were misakin, birchsanen, and they were misakin, a bracha on the ikar, and they were misakin, now you don't need a bracha on the tafel, that there is no such thing as a bracha on the tafel, says Rav Salvechik, probably the latter. When it comes to ikar tafel, the logic is not that the bracha on the ikar exempts the tafel, but that there's no requirement of a bracha on the tafel at all once you said a bracha on the ikar. It's not that the bracha goes on the tafel also, the bracha goes on the ikar, and the tafel doesn't need a bracha. Tosus and Chulin raises a suffix if you speak between Shechita to Shechita. If you shech chickens, a good shochet shechs like 1,000 chickens in an hour. They have guys there that hold the necks and right away. Like one, I once took my Talmidim to see chickens being shechted. We took a DRS class trip at the end of the year to do something interesting. So I took my 11th grade Talmidim to David Elliott Chicken Farms. We made T-shirts, the whole thing. It was like, they were shechting ducks that day, so the T-shirt said like duck duck noose. You know, kind of, it was funny. Back in the T-shirt, we killed it on the Libo Shir trip, and whatever. So it was a fun trip. So the single shochet will shech like a thousand chickens in. So he says a bracha. He's not supposed to speak between shchita and shchita. He's not supposed to speak till the end. So what if he did? Do you need a new bracha? Is that like talking in the middle of a meal where you don't need a new bracha if you talk in the middle of a meal? And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yotes and Yerodeah quotes both shitas. So Salvechik explained, by Birchas HaMitzvah, each mitzvah really needs a bracha. It's just that the bracha you said in the first shchita goes on all of the shchitas. So no one says you're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal, because not every bit of food needs a bracha. Only the first bit of food needs a bracha. Everything that comes after that just doesn't need a bracha. That's the nature of Birchas Nen. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, every mitzvah requires a bracha. It's just that the first bracha will go on all of them. So then there's makom to say that you're not allowed to talk because you can't be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah that the bracha is going on. So maybe the same is true when it comes to Iker V'Tavol, that by Birchas Nen, the bracha on the Iker makes it that the Tavol doesn't require a bracha at all. But by Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha on the Iker doesn't help for the Tavol, which also requires a bracha. But says Rav Soloveitchik, now we understand why, or Shachter, now we understand why it matters which item you say a bracha on, even when they have the same bracha. Because the bracha is only really chal on the first item that you eat. It's not chal on the second item. So if I have a date and I have an apple, what difference does it make? It's going to be our eights. It's going to go on both of them anyway. No, it's not going to go on both of them. It's going to go on the first one that you eat, and the other one's just not going to need a bracha. So you want to make it, you want to make it on the better one, on either the chaviv or the min shiva. That's the machlokas. But you got to find which one is the better one, and that's the one you're supposed to say the bracha on. But wait, a birchas hananin, birchas hananin. I'm saying the bracha. The bracha is me. It's my mouth. It's my words. That's the chefetz shel mitzvah. No. So why does it matter which food I'm saying the bracha on? The real mitzvah is the words. Oh, but according to Rav Yosef Tov Elim, the chefetz shel kiyum mitzvah is the words. But the chefetz shel ma'aseh mitzvah is the food. So you want the best chefetz shel ma'aseh mitzvah. Meaning it matters. The food matters. Because it is a chefetz shel mitzvah. It's a chefetz shel ma'aseh mitzvah of Birchas Hananin. So according to Rav Yosef Tov Elim, the food is going to make a difference. And that's why maybe we have to be careful that we have this whole discussion, which one you're going to say the bracha on. You can say the bracha on this one, you can say the bracha on that one. Because it becomes the chefetz shel mitzvah on a certain level. Again, what does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? We started by trying to explain the Shita of Rambam, right? Rambam's Shita is that Ein b'kol din gezel, and yet our Gemara says that you're mahadir the shofar and you put gold on it. Well, if the shofar is not a chefetz shel mitzvah b'chlal, why are you being mahadir the shofar? Elamai, what do we explain? That the shofar is a chefetz shel mitzvah. It's just not a chefetz of the kiyum mitzvah. It's a chefetz of the ma'aseh mitzvah. And we do find such a thing that there's a difference in chefetz shel ma'aseh mitzvah and chefetz shel kiyum mitzvah by Birchas Hananin. By Birchas Hananin, the chefetz shel ma'aseh mitzvah is the food, the chefetz shel kiyum mitzvah is the bracha. So and chaps nafkamina that the food is an actual chefetz shel kiyum shel ma'aseh mitzvah. Chaps nafkamina in enos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Now Rav Yosef Tov Elim is going to be concerned. You shouldn't say two brachos on the same food. It's not that you can't say two brachos on the same food. It's that you can't do two mitzvahs on the same food. The mitzvah of Birchas Hananin and the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on the same food. And it's going to happen nafkamina when it comes to which is preferred when it comes to Birchas Hananin, which item you should say the bracha on. Because it's only the first item that you're going to eat that the bracha really goes on. So you want to have the better item for the mitzvah. Okay, so lots to digest, but if you take a look in Siman Daled, it's not the whole Siman Daled, I said over part of Siman Daled in Eretz Tzvi. You know, sometimes you know people will tell you, if you want to get like a Lamda Shashir in YU, then you know you need to go to A, B, or C. Rosh Hashanah is just Bekiyas, you know, whatever. Such a person doesn't I mean, they just don't know, you know, like they don't know how to listen. Meaning that it could be they're not on the Madrega yet to understand what lambdas. But okay, you know, that's a. But you know, like because just because it's said quickly, it doesn't mean that it's not lambdas. You know, no one else has produced the narrative. I don't mean no other YU Rosh Hashiva. No one else in this generation, in America at least, has produced the Neret HaTzvi, meaning something of that that caliber in terms of the lambdas. But anyway, okay, that's my I got to run to give a counselor shiur so we can talk more about it later. Have a great day, everybody.